Well, lots of excitement happening in Saskatoon on the weekend. U of S Huskies are welcoming the Regina Rams into Saskatoon for the Hardy Cup. And I've got a couple of members of the Huskies team here right now. Seth Hundeby, linebacker, and Jesse Koontz, receiver. You guys, thank you so much for popping into the studio to say hi. It's a pretty exciting week for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, man, yeah. It's super duper exciting. You know, there was a time when we were one win, three losses. And if you had told me that we were hosting the Hardy Cup, I'd be like, might be a little far-fetched this year. I think we can get there, but I don't know if we're going to be hosting it. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Kind of comes to show that, like, earlier and into the midseason, you really can't tell how things are going to turn out for, you know, the rest of the season going into the cup in the final.
Yeah, I think this year really is an testament to that. Like, CanWest, it really anyone, whoever wanted that game more would win. Like, every single game was competitive. I've never seen a conference quite this competitive where there's no weeks off, that's for sure.
Well, and it kind of highlights the importance of treating every game like they're equally important, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Like, again, the CanWest just being so tight, there's no team that you can like take lightly. Any game, any team can win. So it's pretty cool to be a part of a conference that's so tight like that.
We're obviously feeling very confident going into the Hardy Cup, but what do you guys think are going to be some like major challenges you guys are going to have to overcome?
You know, we just got to play our brand of football. It's just going to be who wants the game more and who's more physical. You know, both of us are really great teams, so it just comes down to execution on Saturday.
If people haven't been following you guys this season, so this game, you guys versus the Rams on Saturday, what kind of football is this going to be?
I'd say it's going to be a downhill game. You know, like, both being like Saskatchewan teams, like we're both very gritty, very hardy teams who don't shy away from a little physicality and stuff like that. So I know like their defense is very physical, our defense is physical. So I think that it's going to be a really, really good game and it's really going to be fun to watch.
And it's going to be arguably important to pack the stands as much as possible. That plays to your guys' benefit, doesn't it?
Oh man, yeah. Like nothing beats playing at home. Like waking up in my own bed and having my fans or our fans cheer for us is just nothing beats it.
Well, people should be getting tickets. I'm anticipating the stands will be pretty busy for this one, but people should get out there and see you guys hopefully get a win over Regina. Hardy Cup on the weekend. This is the biggest time of the year for you guys.
Definitely. Especially that the weather's nice. The more fans should come out. Like,
oh,
usually
yeah.
Playing in November, it's like, all right, better bundle up and expect some snow, but it should be like only around 9 degrees and stuff like that, which is perfect for football conditions. So I'm quite excited.
So I've always wondered, just like low-key question here, on days where you're on the field and it is super cold out, do you notice? Because obviously physical activity, you guys are working up quite a bit of a storm out there, but does it suck on the cold days or is it not quite so bad?
Yeah, some days definitely sucks more than others when it gets really cold, but then again, there's lots of like methods that we have to stay warm and stuff like that. Like sometimes there's even flamethrowers on the sideline, so there's some things, a lot of like heat packs and like just extra layers and stuff you gotta just kind of tough it out. You know, you can't be thinking about how cold you are, you know.
No,
like, you gotta just
you're chasing that cup.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's all about just football and being a better team, not about the weather.
I would say something that we say with performers, you know, when they're going into a big show, I would say, break a leg. I'm not going to say that to you guys. But best of luck on Saturday. I know that it's going to be a great game, and hopefully it plays out to the Huskies' favor here.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us. Super excited. It's always fun to make it to a Hardy Cup and stuff like that. And, you know, just got to be grateful for what we got and excited to show what we have.
Well, we're lucky in Saskatoon. We got the Hardy Cup here. And again, thank you to Seth and Jesse for stopping by. We got all the links. This interview will go up on our blog, so we get all the links in one place. You guys, thank you so much, and best of luck with training for the rest of the week here.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.